Film director and producer Roger Corman has died at the age of 98. He was famous for directing and producing multiple movies a year, many of them so-called B-movies. And in the 1990s, he opened a film studio in Connemara, availing of tax breaks and maybe setting a blueprint for the industry that we have today in Ireland. RTÉ Guide movies editor Michael Doherty joins us now. Michael, when I hear his name, I think about B-movies. Many will know him from cult films like Little Shop of Horrors, but what do you think he'll be remembered for?
Yeah, I think B-movies, although B-movies can be taken as a derogative thing, I think more independent movies, genre movies. But he'd be remembered for three things. One is that he did at a time, and his career was quite long. He started out in 1956. His first movie wasn't Citizen Kane. It was a film called Monster from the Ocean Floor, which sort of set the scene. But he went on to make over, like I say, 400 movies, 50 odd of which he directed. So he'll be remembered as a guy who made loads of movies, but mostly for facilitating at a time when the studio was still very much to the fore and it was very hard for young filmmakers to get into the business. He was making quick, short movies, and he was encouraging a lot of young American directors who went on to have great careers, people like Coppola, you know, James Cameron, Martin Scorsese, Jonathan Demme, Ron Howard, all worked at some stage in their early part of their career for Corman. So he gave them the start. I mean, they were never going to make much money under him. That was his mantra, but they would learn their craft.
So from working with the likes of Jack Nicholson, Robert De Niro, yeah, James Cameron, as you say, Martin Scorsese, he ended up with part of his company in Connemara in the 1990s. How did that happen?
Yeah, he had fell in love. Like he had been here before. He was here in the 60s. He made Coppola's, actually, his debut movie, Dementia 13, was shot in Dublin. And he had his ears out. He's always on the lookout for how can you make money. I mean, his Not For Nothing was his autobiography called How I Made 100 Movies and Never Lost a Dime. And he got wind of Michael Dee's, when Michael Dee was Minister of the Arts, and Michael Dee was bringing in Mel Gibson and Braveheart, and the big productions were coming in, and his money was available. Corman's ears would have pricked up, even 5,000 miles away. So he decided, yes, he'll come over. Michael Dee said, you can come over, but don't put your studio in Dublin. Put it in Connemara, and you must use so many, you know, local craftsmen, local actors. And that's what he did. But unlike, say, when David Lean came to shoot Ryan's Daughter and he spent 8 hours waiting for a wave, Corman would have had half the movie made in 8 hours. Like, it was very much a conveyor belt. But a lot of people learned their craft and got their start. And that's what he would be remembered for.
Well, learning the craft, getting a start and setting a blueprint for the movie industry in Ireland. RTÉ Guide movies editor Michael Doherty, thanks for joining us.